It's time now for an NRL transfer update.
Finchie?
Yes.
What do you got?
Well, I'm grading them, aren't I? You're throwing them at me.
I thought you had them.
I don't have much. No. I'm not actually given the rundown anymore because I doodle on them too much. So Nathan doesn't send them my way.
We're running out of pens.
Appy Corrissau.
Tremendous buy.
But for who?
Next. For the Tigers.
Well, the Tigers are ending the race. The Dolphins are having a look at it as well. Yeah. Obviously, Penrith are going to struggle to keep him because of the salary cap. Tigers have missed out on Josh Hodgson, who looks like he's staying in Canberra. Couldn't strike a deal about the payment of Hodgson, where it was coming from. What do you reckon, Corrissau to Tigers? Should they be falling over themselves to get this guy to their club?
Yeah, I think so. I think Appy's a really good buy. I also think it's not a bad release from Penrith, that's the right word, to let go from Penrith. We see Mitch Kenny. He was the hooker for half the year. Do a tremendous job. Mm-hmm. I think he may have lost one game all year, if that. He may have been undefeated in the dozen or so games he played. Yep. And he's a first-grade hooker. And he's going to be half the price that Appy is. Appy's a tremendous player. If you can keep him, great. But for someone, we got someone like Mitch there, and this is about balancing your cap. They're going to need a centre, I reckon, at some stage. I don't know if they want to play Crichton on the wing. We had Burton leave. Momorowski's gone as well. So maybe they need to keep some money, save an extra couple of hundred that they will if they let Appy go and they keep Mitch Kenny. So I think it's a smart play from Penrith, but he's a tremendous buy from anyone. Mm. His consistency is great. He's in the top three or so hookers in the game. You know, and he's a premiership-winning hooker as well, and he's been in and around the Origin team for a few years. So for someone like the Tigers, I think he'd be a tremendous buy. Maybe even someone like the Gold Coast as well.
Tigers and Raiders are also in the running to sign Bulldogs outside back Nick Cotridge, who went to the Dogs on a pretty big deal.
Yes.
So I don't know how that's going to work out money-wise.
I think he'll come back for less, won't he? You think so?
Pay a part of the current salary.
Yeah.
Pay a part.
And that's a... There it is. And that's what the good teams do. And that's what Melbourne have done in parts where, you know, you're going to pay half of what Nick's probably worth. You know, get another club to pay half of it. And, you know, you're going to get a player who left the Raiders as a representative winger to go to Canterbury and didn't fail. So he's going to come back with his tail between his legs, come off a knee, I think an injury. I'm not sure if it was knee. It was
toe, wasn't it?
Toe.
He had some sort of toe injury. Yeah, turf toe.
Oh, yuck. So he's going to be motivated and come back wanting to prove, you know, his doubt is wrong. So, and you're going to get him for half the price. So he's a big, powerful winger, and we know how important starting our sets in the backfield are. So, you know, when you're going to get Canterbury paying half his contract or a percentage of his contract, very good buy for any team.
What about these ones? Wade Egan re-signs with the Warriors up until 2024. Yep. Blake Brayley re-signs with the Sharks up until 2026. So Fitzy obviously likes the look of him early days. Dylan Napa and Tyrone May off to Catalan as well. What jumps out of you out of that lot?
We'll talk about the Frenchies. I spoke to Piercy this morning. I think those two guys are going to be good buys. You know, Tyrone May is a ball-playing back rower, a lock forward. He can play 5'8". He can play halfback over there. He could play hooker, but obviously a lock is the main position.
Maybe just log out of his Instagram
account for a while. Just make sure he stops posting things, because that's when things don't seem to pan out well for him. But he'll do well over there. So will Napa. Napa, I reckon the speed of the game sort of went past him a little bit here, but he'll certainly do a good job in England. He's got plenty of more years left. They're building nicely, Catalans. I don't know if anyone likes a punt, but they've come second over there, and they've added Pierce, Napa and Tyrone May, three NRL players. Obviously, Jimmy's retired, but Mitchell has certainly got plenty to offer there in his replacement.
Do they have to pay overs for players, or do they chuck the lifestyle you can live in Europe thing at them to get them for unders?
Yeah, I think so. I think south of France is, it's north of England. It's a huge difference.
Slight difference.
Mate, I got in there, it was the coldest winter in 300 years. The winter, 300 years.
How would they know 300?
Well,
what were the instruments they were using back in 1600?
It was in a Napoleon Bonaparte article.
Mate, it was too cold to snow at once. So what's that? What sort of snake is that? Too cold to snow. Too cold to snow. Mate, the black dog, I was kicking it every morning, don't worry. I was going to training in the dark.
Yeah.
Coming home in the dark, the sun didn't come up till 8:30, 9:00. I was going down at 3, 4 o'clock.
Brett.
Yes.
Do you know what was happening 300 years ago? They were knowing when the sunrise and sunset was in the middle of December in the north of England.
Yes.
You didn't do your research before you went over there?
I did. I just didn't think it was as bad as it was. I didn't expect the 300-year storm to turn up.
I can understand.
But the south of France is a beautiful spot. That certainly helps. Mm. And, you know, then they get the you're on the doorstep of Europe travelling. So, I think it's a much better way to play footy in terms of, back into your career, not as hard. And you're in a dry environment where you can play expansive footy majority of the year, because you do play in summer over there.
Yeah. Eat some nice, or drink some nice wine. And yeah. It's got a quiet taste.
Or maybe piss you enough so those would stick off the wine.
Stop.
but they're going to be a good buy. They'll be hard to beat, I think, the Catalans. So they're a bit of a value bet for the Super League, I reckon, that's for sure.
We'll check later with the sports bet update. We'll maybe get across that. With Hammy, I'm not sure.
Wade Egan at the Warriors, he's a good bet too. Good signing. Good young player. He come out of actually the Penrith gang, Cleary and all these guys. Luai, he was the hooker in that team, in the young Penrith team that won the under-20s competition. They beat Tom Trbojevic, who was at Manly at the time. It was a superstar Penrith under-20s team. Obviously, the two halves now playing and the New South Wales halves. Wade was the hooker in that team who's been over at the Warriors for a few years. He's a good hooker. He's only going to get better, and they wouldn't break the bank to keep him, so he's a good signing, good young kid.